I'm Davey.
I'm Misty.
DDM Plus.
Unscripted.
Unedited.
Unapologetic.
Let's get it.
What is going on, everybody? I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And welcome to another episode of DM Watts Podcast. It is good to be here, people.
It is.
It is good to
we
be
made
here.
It through the storms.
We made it through the storms. If you live anywhere in Kansas, you know exactly what I'm talking about right now. These past few days, there's been tornado warnings, heavy thunderstorms.
Yeah.
And God knows what is it, Lord. But
it's and more to come.
More to come.
That's Kansas.
Yeah. So before we get started, I want to say give a shout out to Mulvane Wild Axe. A huge shout out to those folks over at Mulvane Wild Axe.
Huge.
GW, Stephanie, Will, Mike, Alicia, Sammy, Mary, and Laney. It was an
Piper,
amazing show.
Piper, Liz,
Liz, everybody. All you guys.
All y'all.
If you guys don't know who they are, Mulvane Wild Axe is a community theater here in Mulvane, Kansas.
Mike.
Yeah, I said Mike.
You did?
Yep, started with Mike.
Okay.
Well, Mike if I didn't. But huge shout out to all those guys. Community theater, it takes a lot to put on community theater.
It does.
It's
so much. And people don't understand that they make no money.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get paid to be in community theater.
You don't.
And you have a board of directors, and everything they do, you know, it has to come from ticket sales or donation.
Yeah.
But, like, any other kind of a 503C or whatever they are, you have to account for every donation.
Exactly.
It can't equal this amount. So, like, go support your local community theater.
Go support the arts, period.
They need the ticket sales.
Absolutely. Go out there and show those
folks
who support.
Go see if you can help tear down the set after. Like, because we have to, after every performance that Davey's in, as the cast and crew, and me as the onlooking wife, you have to tear down the set.
We tear down the set.
Because they don't have a permanent building. So,
guys,
go support your theater.
Yeah, the community theater. Like I said, a huge shout out to Mulvane Wild Axe Community Theater. That is Mulvane Wild Axe. And we can't forget Jevin also. We're going to throw him in there.
Jevin.
It is good to see those guys. It is good. Mulvane Wild Axe. If you're ever around Mulvane, Kansas, check them out, Mulvane Wild Axe. They're on Facebook too, and they do a lot of pretty good shows. And you guys,
they do.
Check them out. Local community theater.
They do like three or four a year. They definitely. They'll have a summer one, and then another one in the fall.
Yeah, it's pretty legit. Y'all check those guys out. But anyway, get that out of the way. And like we were talking about before we started, storms.
It is bad.
It's bad out here.
It's going to rain.
It's going to rain. And rain some more. That's what we are dealing with right now. So, but it's
Kansas.
And
I'm not a storm person.
Yeah. Well,
I'm better.
I doze off. So.
Yeah, you can tell Davey is in the military because he can sleep anywhere.
Yeah, but I'm not a storm person either, though. I'm not out there like, yeah, that's the best you get. No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're not. That's not me at all.
Anyways,
moving on, we're going to go ahead and pick our topic and see what we got here. All right.
Maybe I should clarify that. I'm not a tornado person. I'm a storm person.
Okay.
I'm not a tornado person.
A tormented tornado.
Tornado. I'm not a tornado person.
Okay. All right.
They torture me.
Switch it around. I meant to switch it around. Switch around the fishbowl.
Thanks for calling me out there, babe.
What's that?
By the way, are we going to be cussing on today's episode?
I don't know.
I'm just curious.
D's and H's. And then,
I was just wondering.
I don't think we've done this one before. Have we done this one before?
None of these that are in here we've done.
Okay, cool. Favorite movie quotes.
Oh!
Cool. Favorite movie quotes. So, I have one immediately, unless you have one starting off. What do you get?
No. I'm going through the list. Like, where am I going to start?
So, because he comes out here sometimes, immediately what came to my head was Harrison Ford. Get off my plane. Y'all know what it is.
Oh, you would go there. Get off my plane.
Was that Air Force One?
Yeah.
Get off my plane. Harrison Ford comes out to Wichita. So, for those that don't know, he comes
His plane gets serviced here.
His plane gets serviced here, so he comes out to Wichita sometimes.
Yep,
so if you see him out there, so don't just yell out, get off my plane, but you know.
I don't know. I kind of think it would be funny.
Yeah. He'd probably look at you like, hey, yeah, that's, yeah. Right.
In all the years of living here, I've never seen him.
Me either. We noticed that he's in the paper.
Yeah, he's in the restaurants.
Yeah, he's
pretty cool.
I really want to know what came to your head because you had this.
Oh, I immediately
smile when you see it.
I went somewhere between, you know, my just yeah. So like, I almost alphabetized them in my head because I was like, Big Trouble in Little China, Blazing Saddles. Like, I just started going down the list to Young Frankenstein. Put Zekendal Pick.
Okay, I have not seen Young Frankenstein.
I know, it's such a good movie.
I have not seen Young Frankenstein.
What huge knockers! Thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, okay, so I'm a. Okay, so apparently I really need to see Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I have a collage of Mel Brooks, you know, in my head. So yeah. I'm so tired.
Well, first
tired
of all,
of being tired.
When I think of Mel Brooks, I think Spaceballs.
When they
were like, hey, so how you guys had those guys combing the desert?
Found shit.
Hey, man, what do you guys find down there? Man, we ain't found shit. If you guys ain't seen Spaceballs, it's our type of comedy.
Yeah.
When he told them he had them combing the desert, and they were in the desert with a big ass pick.
Yeah, it was great. Everybody had a comb, but
everybody
those guys
had, a
had
comb,
the pick.
And he was like, hey, how's it coming? He was like, man, we ain't found shit.
Prince Valium.
Yeah, I mean, so you gotta take a look at that. But you got any other ones?
Now you got me on Spaceballs because I was like, you know, they're putting it from suck to blow.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Spaceballs or if you don't know what we're talking about,
Mel Brooks.
Trust Mel Brooks, dude. Check out Spaceballs. Yeah. It is freaking amazing. This is amazing. Now, of course, what we got to go watch.
Yeah.
But once we get done here, it's Spaceballs. But
there's so many movie quotes, but like then there's just like phrases, like not even a quote, but just like maybe a word or two. Because in Big Trouble, Little China, the way he says Mutual of Omaha cracks me up, and I don't even know why. And it has all of my life. But him saying that makes me laugh.
For those who are listening and are literally like, what the hell are they talking about? These are amazing movies that you should be checking out. With the movies we are mentioning,
Big Trouble, Little China.
Big Trouble, Little China is a classic. Have to go. It's right up there with The Last Dragon.
Chinese have a lot of hells.
Yeah, yeah. So, so if you're speaking of Last Dragon, when you hear who's the master, and people say show enough, that's where it comes from.
that's awesome.
Who's the master? Show enough. Yeah. So yeah, that don't get me wrong. These are movies you just have to watch. You just have to watch them. I mean, because you get your favorite movie quote to them, and that's where all our stuff is coming from.
Yeah.
You got another one?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Like, I don't know, man. The rug really tied the room together.
Okay, so where did that come from?
Big Lebowski.
I am really failing because I have not seen The Big Lebowski.
This aggression
please,
will not stand,
please,
man.
Please, for whoever, because I feel like this is going to be in a TikTok, and I feel the need to say this to redeem myself. I just haven't seen it. I am sorry. I will watch The Big Lebowski. Please make sure this makes it to the TikTok, too. Me saying I will be watching The Big Lebowski.
Oh, it's not going to, though. It's not going to.
It better make it.
It's okay there, Walter. Not everything goes back to nom, Walter.
Well, I mean, I hope it makes it in there. So I'm just realizing the cup that I got.
I know, it's my favorite cup.
Yeah, I'm just realizing the cup that I got.
His
those,
cup, for those that aren't listening.
Yes, but those that are not listening, my cup says live, laugh, fuck.
Yes.
So it's there.
It's the best
It's there,
cup.
And I was sipping
And it's
my
one
tea.
Of those, it's a big, big mug. Mm-hmm. It's just great. And
I'm sipping my tea, and I realized, oh, that's in the camera, but okay.
My son's girlfriend got that for me, and I just love it. I'm going to, do you have another one?
Yes. Let me know if you know where this is from. Always bet on black.
James Bond?
No.
What?
No. That's Wesley Snipes, Passenger 57.
Oh, God.
That's Wesley Snipes. Always bet on black. Corniest line ever, but I went around saying it forever. You know what I'm saying? I went around saying it. I was like, man, that was corny as hell. And the next day, I was like, you know what? Always bet on black. I had no idea what he's talking about, a casino game. And like, always bet on. I had no idea. Yeah, had no idea that's what it was. I just kept saying, always bet on black. Oh. People were looking at me like, what? Where does that even come from? I don't know. Just bet on it. White may come up, but bet on black regardless. I don't know.
Okay.
I had no idea what was happening there. I just felt
it's either black or red.
Yeah, is it? Is it black or red? Oh, yeah. Okay. See, that's how you knew. That's how you knew. I had no idea what the hell I was talking about. Always bet on black. Yeah, so what you
I am so glad you never walked over to the roulette wheel.
Yeah. I mean, whatever works. What you got? Oh, I know you got something. I know you got something.
Oh, I had something in my head, and now I'm trying to get it back because then I went.
Well, I got another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, let me know if you know where this is from.
Okay.
I don't say blah, blah, blah. Y'all know where that's from?
Oh, yeah, Transylvania.
I don't know the name of it. It's an Adam Sandler cartoon where he's a vampire and his daughter is getting married to a human.
Yeah, I don't say
it's,
blah, blah,
you
blah.
Always say when they're making fun of him, like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I don't say blah, blah, blah.
That's a good one.
So I don't know why that stuck in my head, but it is.
So according to the American Film Institute, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah. Scarlett.
It's the most famous line in a movie. Clark Gable says the line as Rhett Butler in Gone with the Wind, 1939.
Yeah. There you go. That's another homage to Mulvane Wild X. Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah, because she was reading Gone with the Wind.
But wasn't it like Frankly Scarlett, I don't give a damn? Or was it Frankly, my dear?
Frankly,
like
my dear.
Yeah, I don't give
a damn. But, you know, and that's something else, too, is like how many movies do we misquote all the time? It's that Mandela effect as well.
Yeah,
it's like, no, I swear it says this. And it's like, no, nobody ever said that. You know, and when I was a kid, everybody was walking around E.T. phone home.
Yeah, oh,
like,
God.
You know.
Man, I got another one. Now, I may not say it completely correct, but I'm sure people will know who said this. It's like, you just got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? You don't know.
Yeah, no. No, you flubbed it.
I literally said I don't know if I'm gonna say it right.
Oh,
I did not say I know this part. I
Dirty
said, look,
Harry.
Yeah, I'm gonna say what?
Yeah,
why are you looking at me? Like,
yeah, because you said do I feel lucky? You feel lucky?
I thought it was do I feel lucky. Then he says, do you, punk?
No.
Oh, okay, well, you guys know who I'm talking about, Dirty Harry. And I feel like the younger people who listen to this, like, we have no idea what the hell they are talking about.
Well, if we're going to go there, I mean, here's a movie I know you haven't seen, and I'm trying to think of the name of it, but, you know, I'm just going to do the quote.
Okay.
All right.
What?
Okay,
all right. Did you stare at me?
Throw your hands, you son of a bitch.
I don't know.
Okay, it's John Wayne.
John Wayne?
Yeah. Waha. That's about as good as it gets. Waha. That's my John Wayne. Thank you very much.
Throw hands,
you son of a bitch. I love that. I love that line. Or there's another one. He says, slap some bacon on that biscuit. We're burning daylight. It makes me happy.
Yeah, I see that.
It does. It literally makes me giddy.
John Wayne.
Because it's just like.
You know what? Because we talked about John Wayne the other day.
Yeah.
How the person who shot him in the movie couldn't get work for like ever.
Yeah, Bruce Dern.
Yeah. I was laughing for a while.
Poor Bruce Dern.
This is a true story. The guy shot him in a movie. Like, hey, they were acting in a role and apparently couldn't get work after that. Like, America was mad at him.
He shot the Duke.
America was mad at him for shooting the Duke.
You don't shoot the Duke, especially in the back. Like, you don't shoot the Duke.
Yeah, it was a movie.
I think it was Rooster Cogburn that he was in.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But, I'm trying to think of something lighter than shooting John Wayne in the back.
Oh, easy. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh, well, there's always that. I mean, if we want to go
back. Y'all don't watch Die Hard. Come on,
if
now.
If we
want
to go back to the
Die
planes,
Hard.
You get these motherfucking snakes off this motherfucking
don't.
Plane. Like, I mean, if we're going to. Yes, we're back to cussing.
First of all.
Praise the movie gods.
I need to say this about that movie. You had to see it because it's Sam Jackson, period.
Well, yeah.
It is like the history behind this, the name of the movie. They got Sam Jackson to get to do the movie. And then they was like, this is a dumbass name. We're not going to name it Snakes on the Plane. Sam Jackson said, if you change the name of this movie, I'm not in it.
It's the
And
greatest.
So they kept the name Snakes on the Plane. And it is iconic to hear him say, I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
I saw that at the drive-in. It was great. It was great in a drive-in.
Man.
It was great.
Oh, my. That dude has coined that phrase.
Yeah.
It is, hey, there's nobody that cannot say anything else about Samuel Jackson. It's like, yeah, no. Those two words are his words. Do you have another one?
Well, it's more of a sound. It's the aha. Aha.
That's Mel Brooks too, isn't it?
No, it's Coming to America. It's when he's telling the joke at the end of the movie.
He's that white dude, right?
Yeah, he's playing this old Jewish guy.
Yeah, that old Jewish guy.
And he goes, and the waiter comes in. The waiter says, where's the fork? And the guy says, aha. Aha. And it just, again, that's something else that just makes me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. I have one that nobody's going to be able to figure out, but it was in the movie that I just thought was the most gangster thing ever.
Lay it on me.
And first of all, we all know that John Wick is just associated with being with badassness altogether. We just go ahead and say that. So I want to say it was in part two. Was he two or three when he was going at these guys in the church, and he finally got to the last guy, and he was like, hey, where is he? He was like, look, if I tell you, they're going to kill me.
Yeah.
And he shot next to him and just looked at him, and he just said two words, not even words. He was like, uh-huh. I don't know why.
I just felt like, I mean? It's that giddy thing.
It was like, he just shot next to him. He was like, uh-huh. Like, tell me again what they're going to do.
I don't know. There's just certain things about certain movies.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know.
Well, I got something. It's not a movie. But I'm going to just go ahead and say it's a toss-up between everything that Rick does or everything that Morty does. Either everything that Rick says or everything that Morty says. Because Rick and Morty have us cracking up on a consistency.
Oh, yeah. It's so.
They make us crack up so much.
It's so great.
Clearly it's an adult cartoon. But, I mean, Rick and Morty, we just can't help ourselves.
No, we have to watch Rick and Morty.
We have to watch Rick and Morty. And it is literally at that point where we're just like, dude, when's the new season coming out? Because it gets really, 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 really bad. So you ain't got no more quotes from your Blazing Saddles?
Oh, there's a lot from Blazing Saddles that I cannot
say. True story. True
story.
I haven't watched Blazing Saddles. But it's the most racially, amazingly funny movie that was. Hey, let's put it this way. It could never come out today.
That is definitely a movie.
Yeah, it would never come out today. They would be like, yeah, no, we're not even going to bring it to the theater.
When they pull the sheet over the guy's head from the guy, hey, where are the white women at?
Yeah. So, like
that
I said,
makes me laugh.
I mean, see, if you've seen Blazing Saddles, then you're laughing.
Ooh.
If you haven't seen it, you're like, well, I don't understand.
Ooh.
Like me, I don't understand, but. Considering I'm getting warnings like, yeah,
so
well, you need to know
funny.
That this was made a long time ago.
It's so
I mean, it's just
bad.
Like, you know, hold on. I got one.
Huh.
I got one.
Huh.
Talk about oldie but goodie. How much for one rib?
We were doing that the other day. We were doing that.
I went to Chick-fil-A. We went to Chick-fil-A, and they serve a four-piece tender, chicken tender. And I want a four-piece and an extra tender. It was like, okay, you want four-piece? Yeah, and one tender. So you just want one tender? I said, yeah, one tender. So you want one tender? No, I want five because you give a four and give me one tender.
And I said, how much for ribs?
We went into the whole scene. How much for one rib? Oh, one slab of ribs? No, I want
One rib.
If y'all don't know what we're talking about, I'm gonna get you, sucker. Chris Rock in his earlier days, he was in the barbecue joint.
Yeah.
And he wanted one rib, and they kept thinking he was talking about a slab of rib. He's like, no, I want
one rib.
So he got one rib, like he was being cheap, and he was like, okay, one rib. He was like, I sure is hungry. Then he gave him the one rib. He pulled out a wad of money. He was like, you got change for $100. Oh, God. Go watch it, man. I promise. I'm not doing any justice, but it's hilarious.
What you didn't, I remember telling you on Saturday Night Live, when Chris Rock was on Saturday Night Live, he had expanded on that character, because that was his character. And that he would always, you know, he would do a skit, you know, well, how much just to let me, like, lick the sauce off the rib? How much for a pickle? How much does it suck the pickle? Like, he would go. It
he
was
would
great.
Keep going.
He would keep going. And then, you know, like, he'd pull the money out. See, and I keep talking, and then I forget my freaking quotes because I'm like, oh, that's a good one. And then they just, I start talking to you, and they go, bye-bye. Oh.
Well, okay, I got one.
Okay.
I'm here to pick up my son. And then he goes and picks up his son and puts him down and says, I'll be back again to pick up my son later.
Okay. What movie was that? What the hell? What even was that, though?
That was Don't Be a Menace to South Central Roberts drinking your juice in the hood.
How do you even remember that?
I'm here to pick up my son. And he walks in the door, picks his son's up, look, son up, looks at him like daddy's boy, puts him back down, and looks at the baby mama and says, I'll be back again to pick up my son another day.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. Hey, these are the classics.
Oh, my God.
These are the classics, man. I mean, I mean, I feel like we have to give honorable mention to also I'll be back. I mean, is that,
well, I mean, yeah.
Honorable mention.
There's always that.
Like, there's the honorable mention, like, or, I mean, your discharge, Sarge.
Oh, well, your discharge, Sarge.
You remember that one?
That was
Universal Soldier, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Well, I don't remember it.
Jean-Claude Van Damme and Dolph Lundgren. He was like, you know,
your discharge. Yep,
oh, yeah,
no,
he was just corny.
Clue.
I liked him as an action hero as long as he didn't speak.
It was cool.
Like,
that's how I feel about most of them.
Yeah.
See, and it happened again.
What?
I was getting ready to say something.
Okay, you got it.
It's too late now. And it was really like.
It's a real good one?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
What is wrong with my brain?
I don't know. Like, I just feel like our movies, man, like we've seen quite a few.
Well, it's hard for me, though, too, because I grew up watching older movies. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, I have, like, these references to, like, 30s and 40s movies that, like, I'll say, and you're just like, huh? I did it to someone the other day. Uh-huh. I did it at the play. Yeah. I did it to G-Dub.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you should, you know, he goes, I'm just down the street. Come see me. And I said, I'll come up and see you sometime,
yeah,
big
come
boy.
Come down and see me sometime. Yeah, that was Betty Boop.
Mae West.
That's what I said. Betty Boop, Mae West. Yeah, same thing.
No. Yeah.
I don't know who Mae West is. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know who that is.
This is what I'm saying. Aha. Aha.
I guess you got me. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I do. I guess I quote, you know, I do a lot of Color Purple stuff. You know.
Yep. You told Harpo to beat me.
You told Harpo to beat me.
Sorry, you brought that one out.
Yeah.
Like, you told Harpo to beep. God knows I love Harpo. God knows I do. But I kill him dead before I let him dead. Oprah, shout out to Oprah
right.
Winfrey.
Till you do right by me.
Yeah, till you do right by me. Yeah. Till you do right by me. Y'all know that curse. No, you got to have one crooked hand.
It's the one.
Yeah, one crooked finger.
It was the one crooked
something
finger.
Something like that. Looked like yeah. She was. The first gang member or something like
that. But you done to me, yeah, already been done to you.
Already been done to you. That's what it was. I was like, dang. She,
that's
yeah,
a really
yeah,
good
that's,
one.
That's, yeah. I mean, there's, of course, the you sure is ugly.
You sure is ugly. That's really.
I mean, if you see Color Purple, not the new one. Not
the
new
one's good.
The
though.
New one's good, but the old one, the classic, you know, they're just good, man. You know what I'm saying? You just can't not have those.
Hold on.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay, good, because I got another one. Go ahead.
Okay. And I can't remember now. I can't remember. I got it. It's from Ferris Bueller.
Okay. What? It's not Bueller.
Oh, my God. I can't. You're so-and-so, the sausage king of Chicago.
I can't remember
the fill-in-the-blank, man. My brain isn't working, but... Yeah, you're the sausage king of Chicago.
So what I Because you always randomly say Ferris Bueller things.
I
the
do.
Only thing I can remember with Bueller was like Bueller.
Bueller.
Bueller. Bueller. He kept saying Bueller. But these, look, listen to me. For all the young people listening, you need to go watch all of these movies. You really need to go watch all of the movies that we're talking about. Is it? I got another one. Let me know if you remember this one. Step Aside, Butch. You know what that's from?
No.
That is Pulp Fiction. That is Pulp Fiction when Bruce Willis came in to help. Who's the black dude on Mission Impossible? It's not Vince. Is that Vince Vaughn? Not Vince Vaughn. He's white. So just thought about that.
Okay, so
who was in? Nope, no.
You're
Abe
Froman. I could hear all of you listening to the podcast yelling, "It's Abe Froman!"
Is it? Is it Abe Froman?
Abe Froman.
Hold on, hold on.
The Sausage King of Chicago.
Oh,
no,
you're
but,
talking about the,
yeah,
oh, Ferris
yeah.
Bueller.
Like, but then, and my other one that I do repeatedly a lot to my sister is I do. He'll keep calling me. He'll keep bugging me, and he won't stop. And
is
I just
Ferris
I gotta go. I'll go, I'll go,
Bueller?
I'll go, I'll go. Yeah, Cameron. I'll go. He's going to keep calling me.
Yeah, I remember Ferris Bueller. I just don't remember it enough to get the quotes.
Yeah.
The quotes.
It was like, yeah.
So
it was a really great movie.
I know. Let's see, we keep coming up with all these different movies. We're obviously going to go watch them. Every one that we've mentioned, now we got to watch.
Well, and I do a lot from Buckaroo Banzai, and you're always going, what is that?
No. So I've heard
I know you
Buckaroo
know,
Banzai, but I don't. I've never.
But you've never. You've never watched the movie.
I've never seen Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah.
But
Buckaroo Banzai.
My guy with Ving Rhames. I don't know why I said Vince Vaughn. It was Ving Rhames.
Okay.
That he busted.
That makes
in,
more sense.
Yeah. It was Bruce
That's
Willis.
Better.
He busted in and saved Ving Rhames from being raped. From well, he didn't save him. He was
oh,
in the middle
yeah,
of being
yeah,
raped.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah,
middle,
yeah.
Yeah, and then he saved him. And Ving Rhames stood up, grabbed the shotgun, and was like, step aside, Butch.
You know what's crazy, though, is how many quotes do you do from movies that you actually haven't seen? Like, you do that, right? You pick it up. Like, mm-hmm. You know what movie it's from, but I have no interest, you know, squeal like a pig. I don't want to see that movie.
Pulp Fiction.
Or, no, not, but that's not from Pulp Fiction.
Well, you said
that's
it
from,
in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, I know, but it's from a movie that had Burt Reynolds in it. And
oh.
Like, I can't think of the name, again, my brain. But I hear banjos, you know, that kind of stuff. I have no interest in ever seeing that movie.
Well, I can tell you this.
I don't want to see that movie.
The one that you're talking about?
Yeah.
I've
seen Pulp Fiction several times.
But, you know, when I was younger, because I never got to go to the movies when I was younger, so what I would do to make people think I saw the movie is grab a line from the previews. And act like I seen it. Like when Meteor Man came out, I was like, yeah. Like everybody was talking about it because everybody went to go see it.
Yeah.
I didn't. I was like, what I like is when he came out, I was like, Meteor Man's in town. And it was like, and I was like, dang, I have no idea what happened. But do you remember what happened when he said that?
Poor baby.
He had busted in on a crack. Like they would had coke they were a crack
I'm
house.
Just,
yeah.
I'm
and
so
he busted
sorry.
Through the door and he blew all the crack up with super breath. I had no idea that that's what happened, but I just kept saying that one part. They eventually caught on, like, you haven't seen the movie, have you?
Oh, wow.
They was like, you lying, man. You ain't seen that damn movie. You keep saying the same damn part every time.
Oh, wow.
You ain't seen the movie.
That went super sad. I'm super sad
So
now.
I used to make up, or not make up, but just, because I figured they wouldn't know. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, because sometimes I would overdo it. Like, bro, if you keep saying, if we talking about all the other parts in the movie, what about that Meteor Man's in town, though? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you said that like 5 minutes ago. Any other parts you remember? Yeah, because after he said Meteor Man's in town, he inhaled, and that was the last clip. Till it went to something. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened after that. Yeah.
What about what's on my fan? Snap out of it.
Oh,
that's my share.
Yeah, that was
what
was that?
Moonstruck.
Was Mermaid share?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I know it wasn't tripping. Moonstruck.
Snap out of it.
You guys got to go see these, man. These are the classics. We are talking about the classics.
There's so many greater ones.
But the funny part is
our brain's not.
Yeah, we're having a brain fart today, and that's all right. But the funny part of that is, just like music, how music will reinvent beats, then take samples from beats and all that.
Oh, sure,
movies do
sure.
it all the time too.
Absolutely.
Sample from other movies and stuff. I can't tell you how many times they look. It's Mission Impossible is like on what, number 8 or something like that? And I'm like, yeah, that's from way back when. The Mission Impossible series?
Oh, yeah. That's from
way back when. Speaking of, I mean, one from Mission Impossible, it was like, hey, you haven't seen me, very upset. That is from way the original Mission Impossible. And Tom Cruise just redid it when he said, you haven't seen me better. You haven't seen me, very upset. I just want to throw that part out there, too. But anyway, you got any more?
Well, then you've got, okay, so, you know, again, if you're looking at a list, they call me Mr. Tibbs. That one.
Mm. What's that from?
In the Heat of the Night.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, 1967. You didn't.
Yeah,
I promise you.
Yeah, it was a little bit before my time there. Yeah, that's
the one I used to hear more than, you know, any time, you know, hey, you know, where are you from? Kansas. Well, you're not in Kansas anymore.
Tell you what,
I hate that what? So bad. Do not ever say that to me.
You don't say, not in Kansas anymore. Get out of here,
man.
Let me tell you, that shit is, man, I wish somebody would have said that shit. That shit is hilarious.
Yeah. And I get tired of the, you know, of course, Forrest Gump.
Yeah,
it's a great movie, but
nobody wants to hear Life Is Like a Box of Chocolates.
I don't want to hear it.
Nobody wants to hear Life Is Like a Box of Chocolates.
I don't
want to
hear
it. I don't even think Tom Hanks wants to hear
I'm sure he doesn't.
Box of chocolates anymore, because it's come on now.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though. I'm going to say this one. For all the grown folks, big ass titties. Yeah. For all the grown folks, y'all know where that movie came from.
And the sad thing is, he says that all the time.
Yeah. Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder.
He says it more than I would like to truly admit.
Tropic Thunder, man. If y'all ain't seen Tropic Thunder, man, you are wrong. That movie is just
that
hilarious.
Is a great movie.
I mean, come on. For those sensitive people, clearly don't watch it.
Please don't. Yeah,
don't watch it.
And don't listen to this podcast.
Robert Downey Jr.
What do you mean, people?
Robert Downey Jr., I don't care. I love the movie. The movie was freaking hilarious. Get a grip, people. Tropic Thunder was freaking hilarious.
There's so many things that are wrong and great about that movie.
I'm the guy playing another guy in the movie. Woo!
Oh, one I do all the time. Boy. Probably, maybe, perhaps.
Where's that one from?
Scrooged.
Oh.
The fairy.
Yes. Yes.
Probably, maybe, perhaps.
Hey, man, I got to say this.
Scrooged is my favorite.
I got to say this. We got some really good ones. If you ain't like some of them, you clicked on our page. So.
Do we, though?
Do
we?
What? You don't think that was some good ones?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I liked mine. I mean, if you didn't like yours, fine, but I really loved the ones.
Well, no,
I mean,
it's one of those things, though, when you think about it, like I said, you know, you put me on the spot, and my brain just goes bleh.
Yeah.
So I'm out of practice of the fishbowl.
Oh,
that's
well,
what this means.
Yep. Well,
that we need to,
time
you
to
know,
bring it on back.
Keep going deeper into the twilight zone.
I tell you what, I wasn't expecting that one either. Because I the first one I pulled, I put back.
Why?
Because the first one was, I swear we had, is, oh, what makes you laugh?
That we have not.
I swear we had did that one before, but it's in there.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, yes.
Because it wasn't this episode.
Yeah, well, I do. I mean, whatever. I like them. I like them all. This one I thought was pretty funny, regardless, because I love my movie quotes. I guess you couldn't think of any of the ones that you normally have. You know what I'm saying? Because you typically have a few that you just... Well, when Devin's here, you guys typically have a few that just come to mind.
We go back
and majority of them are from Blazing Saddles. The majority of them are from Blazing
Saddles.
Well,
yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, but I mean, that's, and I'd be like, I don't know what the hell y'all are talking about. But all right,
Telegram for Mondo.
Yep, see? Just
Telegram
like that.
For Mondo.
Just like that. But anyway, maybe you got anything else before we sign it off?
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
What is that one?
It's a movie.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm saying from where?
That's, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, because I just, get,
again,
like, Jim Carrey said it.
It's a famous movie.
Yeah,
from
Jim
like
Carrey
1950s.
Said it. He said it in The Mask, and I knew that was from somebody else.
Yeah, oh, I knew it was from
somebody else. But anyway, so anyway, yeah, that is our show on famous movie quotes. We couldn't come up with every single one that we wanted to come up with, and we brain farted on a few, but hey, we still got through it. So anyway, are you looking for another one? Or?
No. I'm not.
Yeah, it looks like you're looking for another one.
Badges. We don't need no stinking
badges. Yeah.
I see dead people.
Why didn't I think of that one? I see dead people.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yep. From what, Apollo?
Yeah.
You had me at hello.
Hold on. Wow, that was like famous. Was that Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
You had me at hello. How did we miss these?
That's what I'm saying.
We missed a few good ones. Well, at least we're saying them now.
I'm trying to get them in. You know, Here's Johnny.
That's
like my favorite movie.
Here's Johnny is, what was it from? The
Shining?
The Shining. I was going to say Shawshank, but that was.
Yo, Adrian.
Yeah, yep. Oh, Adrian, period. Him yelling out Adrian.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Hello, gorgeous.
Yep. What about this?
Honey girl.
What about this? You are. Nobody's going to get this one, but you are one ugly motherfucker. The Predator.
Oh, yeah.
Predator. I feel like every, because Arnold Schwarzenegger said it to him, and then Danny Glover said it to him.
Yeah.
You remember that? They both said it. It was
like How about Stella?
Oh, God.
Streetcar Named Desire.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think.
Oh, that actually had made it on there. The Why Don't You Come Up and See Me Sometime.
What does it say? Where it's from?
1933.
Oh, okay.
That was number 26 on the AFI's 100 Years of Movie Quotes. Thank
What's
you
number
for
one?
Number one. We said it. It was the Gone with the Wind.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, interestingly, though, that's number one. Number two is I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Godfather?
Yeah. So why don't we just, and we'll sign off. We'll scroll to 100. Let's just
What's the
see
very last one?
What the very, shit.
What is it?
I'm king of the world. Who cares?
Titanic.
God, you want to talk about a movie I cannot stand.
That's another show. That is another show.
Maybe
that's in there. Movies we can't
snap
stand.
Snap out of it. That was number 96.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Well, it's in there.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah, it's in there.
I did pretty good.
Yep. Yeah. Well, folks, that is our show of famous movie quotes. We obviously had to look up a few of them, but
Toga.
But yeah, and see, you get that one too. Yeah. But anyway, guys, thanks for tuning in to DMY's podcast. Signing off for DMY's podcast, I am Davey.
I'm Missy.
And we are DMY. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll catch you guys on the next one.
I said love you so, Davey.
She with
Soylent Green is people. It's.